So Lent has this tradition of giving something up, and fasting particularly. But it doesn't have to be, as we've already seen, doesn't have to be food that we give up, although that might not be a bad thing to eat a bit less. But the important thing is to give something up. Give up something as an act of submission, tapping out to God. And some words came back to me that I used a few weeks ago, which I'm just going to get up on screen, please, Ben, which is to offer something to the one who sacrificed everything, Jesus, who made that ultimate sacrifice. And that's what we're building towards through the period of Lent to Easter. So what will you give up? Please think about it. Remember, when you think about it, who it is that you're doing it for. Will you submit to him? Will you offer something to the one who sacrifices everything? In some of those examples that we looked at earlier of things that you might consider giving up, there's a kind of a trade-off. You give something up and it can be filled with something else. I'll use that example of the late nights thing. You give up watching telly, whatever it is, late into the night. You've given that up. But that can be filled in the morning time with more hours in the morning or a bit more time in the morning and a bit more energy in the morning. You can fill that time up. God can use that time. It can be filled with prayer. It can be filled with the Bible. You could go out for a walk and think about the people that you care about and what you're going to do in the day. Maybe there's somebody in your mind that you want to help. Maybe you'll give something up that's a treat, chocolate and alcohol, all those things. What might you do? That's been emptied out. What might it be filled up with? Maybe you'll give a bit more. Maybe you'll bump your standing order up, I don't know. Or maybe you'll help a charity or somebody that you just know who needs something. Do you know, people make small acts of generosity. I'm sometimes on the receiving end of little acts of generosity. It might not cost a fortune, but it's really meaningful. Somebody's given something up. So let me just remind you, God loves gratitude. God loves gratitude. So let's approach this with a grateful spirit. What might we give up and what might God fill it up with in response to our gratitude to him? It doesn't necessarily matter how rubbish what we've given up is or how rubbish we think we are. God is the one who's perfect. God is the one who's holy. God is the one who will fill what we empty out for him. I'm often, when I think about God, I often think the image of the Father God. I was blessed to have a great dad. I know that's not true for everybody, but for me that's true. And I think of that fatherly attitude if you have children or grandchildren or you have kids around you, when they do something for you, I often think of the piece of art that they come home with, the stick family in the house and so on. Or it might be even a baby. You know, when a baby's just not quite got control of its massive head yet. And it's kind of, but they want to show affection, so they go to kiss you and you get a nice headbutt on your mouth. And it hurts a bit, but it's their attempt, isn't it? It's their best attempt to show you some affection. I think that might be a little glimpse of what it's like between us and God. Our clumsy little headbutt kisses. But God loves gratitude. What will you give up to delight God? I came across a thought today. Actually, it's in this devotional book that I mentioned earlier. I read this great book by a guy called Simon Guillebeau. I know some of you also read that. I've read it through for the past 3 years. There are riches in it. In that sense, it's a little bit like the Bible in that there are things that you've read before but you missed. And there might be something that you read and you do see it, but it just isn't meaningful at the time. But then it comes around again and you think, wow, that's really blessed me. And there was this thought in there, that was a prayer actually, that even if we don't necessarily know that what we're doing for God is something that actually pleases God, here's something. The desire to please God is in fact pleasing to God. Think about that a minute. Let that soak in. The desire to please God does in fact please God. Ben, can you put the next slide up, please? Give something up. If you've never done it before for Lent, if you've never really thought about it or take it seriously, now's the time. Take it seriously. Give something up for God. What you do may not please God, but your desire to please God will, in fact, please God. So, the message today, give something up as an act of submission and an act of sacrifice to God. Take it seriously. Don't take it miserably. Take it joyfully and thankfully, because it will bless you. God will bless you. He will fill up whatever it is that you've emptied out.